Hi guys. A lot of you have been asking me about energy centers, how they work and how I use them to tap into who I really am and draw on an energy, I suppose, bigger than me, bigger than you, bigger than anything you can possibly get your head around. So let me first preface this by saying that I'm still on this journey. Now, yes, I've been able to use a lot of the tools that I'm going to talk about now to improve my situation, improve my outcomes and my success. But I'm not perfect, and what I'm relaying to you now is my experience of tools and strategies. I've done a lot of reading over the years, and particularly probably the last 10 or 15, I suppose, and more concentrated effort in the last 5 or 6, about how the mind works and how energy works and how when we have a thought, and I know many of you heard me talk about this before, but the thought creates an emotion. The emotion creates a chemical reaction in our body that goes through our blood system, it goes through our bloodstream, and it goes through every cell in our body. And every cell in our body has a membrane on it. And on that membrane are receptors that receive these little neuropeptides, they're called, which is the result of the chemical reaction from your thought, which went to an emotion, which went to a neuropeptide. And on these cells, you've got these receptors that receive that little neuropeptide. And the more positive we are, the more energetic we are, the higher our energy levels, the more that type of neuropeptide is craved by the receptors on those membranes, because they're like little crack addicts, and they crave more and more and more of what they're being fed. So if you're used to being positive and you're used to being happy and you're used to getting a positive result and you're used to being a winner and those types of things, then that's what you look for. That's what your reality becomes, because that's what your little reactors, sorry, receptors on the membranes are craving. And the more you feed it that, the more they want. So your life really does become better and better. On the other hand, if you're on a downward spiral where you're used to producing these negative neuropeptides, then that's what your cells and the receptors on your membranes on the cells are actually craving. And again, you can go down into this downward spiral. Now, I've worked with a number of you over the year and years about changing that around and how to raise your energy level, because it is something that constantly needs monitoring. It constantly needs working on, and it's something that myself I have to do on a regular basis. And I know when I let it slip, when I let my energy work slip on myself, that I go into this downward spiral and things get worse and they don't go my way and things don't flow easily and I don't get the results that I want, or I don't get them as quickly as I want, or it goes into a whole process of negativity. Now, to correct that, I start stepping away from the drama, away from the chaos, and working on myself, working on my energy levels, working on turning it around so that I, at a cellular level, am craving the right kind of neuropeptides. Now, when you start thinking through those processes, there's a lot more to it than just thought, belief, chemical reaction, neuropeptide, reactor on a membrane, and craving more of that, like an addiction. There's more to it than that. And when you start to really go through an emotional growth phase, as I have and am still in, and probably will be in for the rest of my life, you begin to understand Well, you begin to research and to analyze a lot of different modalities and a lot of different belief systems, and even down to religions. And I mean, I tend not to get too caught up in any particular religion, because to me, it's like branding. Some people choose to wear Levi jeans, and some people choose to wear R.M. Williams jeans. I personally choose to wear no-name jeans, and I rather keep it that way. So when you, but bigger than that, bigger than religion, bigger than any of those things, there is energy which can be tapped into, which can be drawn upon, which can be worked with to better your present, better your now, better your material circumstances. A lot of people study this from a lot of different angles. Clearly, I come from a financial background. I come from a success-oriented, monetary, material background. So it's probably not surprising that that's the logistical, analytical approach that I have to anything, and this is no different. Let's analyze it. Let's break it down. Let's feel it. Let's experiment and all of those sorts of things, and allow, your creativity to have a part. But for me, I need to understand the process, or at least I need to experience the process. It's not something that I have ever gone out of my way to talk about. But since I've been doing platinum, it's something that more and more my students, you beautiful platinum students, have encouraged me to deal with and to speak about and to teach. Because I guess for me, it's so much a part of my personal success. It is so much a part of my results-driven determination and achievement and succeeding, and not just succeeding financially, but succeeding at all levels, in happiness, in well-being, in being present and having and doing the things that I want to have and do. So before I get too carried away on all of that sort of stuff, I want to talk about some of the energy centers. Now, in reality, we have probably over 100 energy centers, and I'm no medical expert, so forgive me for all those who have a far greater understanding of all this than I do. But I work with the energy centers on a regular basis, as in daily, and I, in order to get to a point where I do work with them daily, I needed to understand them more. I needed to understand more of the theology behind them. There's only nine that I tend to work with. The Eastern theologies call them chakras, and I'll go through a little bit as to my understanding of how they work, and certainly how I use them, and how I know I get results out of constantly working on those energy levels. These energy centers, or chakras, work to draw energy into our body. Now, that can be a good for us or bad for us, depending on what we bring into our body, or what we allow to come in energetically into our body. The word chakra actually means wheel or circle in ancient Sanskrit. It's often depicted by the colors of the rainbow, and it's what draws energy into our body, both good and bad, depending on what we're allowing to come into our body. What holds that energy, whether it be good or bad, is our belief systems. And when we start to analyze our belief systems, we can start to change those beliefs and thereby change the energy that is being held in our body. And as I say, some of that energy can be harmful to us, and other energy is the lifeblood of what we need. Now, the first energy center that I want to talk about is called the Earth Star. If you want to think of the colors which are often associated with these chakras, the color that's associated with the Earth chakra is a ultraviolet red color. It's a very deep red color, and it's basically through the soles of your feet. And as we all know, there's a lot of nerve center around all of these energy centers, and your feet, particularly relating to toxins and things like that, is very important. The Earth Star is typically associated with change and transition. It's about grounding, and it's about anchoring your belief system to the earth, to this reality, if you like. When you have a blockage in any one of these energy centers, there are certain feelings and certain issues that may result because the energy isn't flowing as perhaps it should. And one of the things that's associated with the Earth Star in blockages with the Earth Star, of the energy of the Earth Star, is this separation, the feeling of separation and being separated from who you are. It can often result in you feeling fearful, or perhaps separated from reality a little bit, and even to the point where you can feel that you are going through the motions, but perhaps feeling a little bit insecure or fearful about what you're actually doing. And it's about anchoring yourself into the earth energy and being very much part of life and human reality and the material world and everything that means. The next chakra that I work with is called the base chakra. And again, from a color perspective, it's often represented by the color red. The base chakra is at the base of your spine. And again, it's about stability, it's about your foundations. And again, when blocked, it does give you a feeling of insecurity and fear, to the point where you might even feel a little bit disconnected, and as though that there's no purpose in what you're doing. You may feel that you're always wanting more, wanting the next thing, jumping to the next thing, and never really getting there. Again, it's about that security, the safety. It's about contentment, and clearing that base chakra certainly gives you more of a contented feeling of security, of achieving and being happy with where you're at and what you're doing at this point in time, rather than always feeling that you're missing out on something. It's about balance. By clearing this energy chakra, you will have a greater understanding of the things that are important to you in life, and what you need to do to change your behavior, your belief systems, to make that happen. The next chakra that I work with is called the sacral chakra. Now, this is just below your navel, is about the position in the body we're talking about. From a color perspective, it's normally depicted, by the color orange. This is about fertility, it's about creativity, it's about hormonal balance, addictions, appetite, overindulgence, that sort of thing. It's the energy center that deals with family and relationships, parents, and belief systems brought down via your parents, your relationship with them, relationship with family members. It deals with the sexual component of life, worry. Clearing this chakra heightens your creativity, your balance in life, both hormonal and emotionally, and brings back into perspective more about, again, your essence, who you are, who you want to be, who what you want to do, what you want to achieve, and really back to yourself rather than what other people see you as and those sorts of things. The next chakra that I want to deal with is called the solar plexus. Now, from a color perspective, it's depicted as the color yellow. From a position perspective, it's just on your diaphragm, so just sort of under your rib cage there. This energy chakra represents courage, it represents fear, it represents power. Not power over someone else, but power, your own personal power, your own personal courage, your self-worth, and who you are and who you believe, the thoughts that you have about yourself and who you believe you are. Having a blocked solar plexus generally results in a lack of motivation, a lack of self-direction, feeling perhaps of disempowerment and again no purpose in life. So clearing all of those things up gives you a better wholeness, a better holistic you in every sense, and an essence of again who you are. I seem to be using that a lot. Now, all of the chakras that I've spoken about so far, the bottom three chakras there, are all about the fight or flight chakras. They're about your intuition. They're about the things that are innate to you, and the reactions to stimuli and all of those sorts of things. It's very much the material side of our reality. And pulling energy into those chakras has a huge benefit, both energetically, physically, medically, all on the human plane. The next chakra is what's often referred to as the bridge. Now, this is the heart chakra, and the heart chakra is often depicted by the color green, sometimes pink in some Eastern philosophies. It can be also pink, but mostly green. And as you would imagine, it's about love. It's about gratitude. It's about compassion, about wisdom, about connectedness. Having a blocked heart chakra can often result in grief, in sadness, in codependencies. Being out of balance, being perhaps a little bit oversensitive and blaming, not forgiving, being revengeful and jealous, and those sorts of things. So, clearing the heart chakra not only fixes those things for yourself, but for me, clearing the heart chakra gives me an amazing capacity to connect with another human being. And I'm not talking about, Brian or the kids or you guys. I'm talking about creating a real heart connection with a stranger, with somebody walking down the street, with somebody that you just encounter, and being able to really get that person, really connect with them, really understand where they're coming from, and to be able to, for me, it's about being able to give them energy and to really support that person. And like I say, this often comes not as a direct conversation with somebody. I'll give you an example. I was sitting in the Qantas Club the other day, and I was looking at a guy walk past in some very unusual pants, I must say. They were all sorts of patterned and silky and short and rather amusing, I thought. And I was looking at that, and then following that person walking past was an older lady, and she was obviously looking at this guy's pants the same as I was looking at this guy's pants. And I couldn't help it. I just smiled at her, and in that instant we had a connection. We had a massive spark of energy that each of us had a knowing, had an understanding of, I guess, whether it be an age thing, I'm putting myself in the older bracket now, but or whether it be a similarity or something, but there was definitely an energy flow between us. And as you start to listen to some of my recordings on these kind of topics, you'll start to understand that that's something that happens to me a lot. And I can physically not only feel the energy flow, but I can see it as well. And it was only short, it was only an instant, and it was only that moment in time, but I know it was a special moment in time for both of us. Now, those types of connections, those types of interactions happen to me a lot, whether it be a smile at a stranger on a street, whether it be out of conversation with someone, whether it be a really deep, powerful exchange of emotion that creates that massive energy flow where literally my whole world goes black and I get to a point where I almost pass out with that much volume of energy. But that heart chakra is so important, and having an open flowing heart chakra allows you to really connect with another human being at a level that is indescribably special. And I'm not talking about, as I say, a life partner and those sorts of things. I'm not talking about the relationships. I'm talking about human to human relationships that are purely just a relationship of essence, and that pure feeling of connectedness and love. Anyway, I better move on. The next chakra that I work with is the throat chakra. Now, from a color perspective, this is normally depicted by the color blue, and it's about communication. Surprise, surprise. And it's about speaking your truth and honoring who you are. Honoring your tolerance, your ability to speak what is right for you, to communicate that, even to the point of being able to say no and have boundaries around you and boundaries around what you want and what you desire, because as I've said many times, this is your journey. It's your time this time round, and you need to be true to who you are. This is a When you've got a blocked throat chakra, it can often result in someone being a doormat, someone bottling up things and stewing on things and not being able to speak out. And often this can come from childhood experiences, it can come from peer pressure, it can come from a lot of different things that over time we allow this to happen. And by working with the throat chakra and the energy center of the throat chakra, you can clear that so that you are genuine to who you are and be able to speak the truth of who you are, what you believe, and what you stand for without fear of retribution or fear of what other people think. It's about truth and communication of you and the essence of you. The next chakra that I work with is the third eye. Now this is up in basically in the middle of your forehead, and it's normally depicted by the color indigo, sometimes to the point of being turquoisey. And this is about your intuitive insight. It's about you seeing clearly. It's about imagination, inspiration. It's about wisdom. And it's like being able to trust that intuition, being able to really stand up and be counted because that's what you feel, and being connected enough to feel that essence of you and to act on it. And it takes a lot to have the clarity and the trusting to act on that intuition, but that's what it's about. And it's about the seeing and clarity of intuition and insight and wisdom, inner wisdom, and your own knowingness. The next chakra that I work with is the crown chakra. Now, the crown chakra is basically, if you think of a baby, it's a little fontanelle. It's at the very top of your head, and it's the your connection to the divine, your connection to the celestial energy, to universal energy. It's where you can draw in manifestations of what you want in your life. It's the accessing of the gift of manifesting and bringing that down into your reality. It's about spiritual understanding. Again, it's about inner wisdom and the wisdom of the heart and the wisdom of your higher self. And it's about you really being true to your purpose, your divine purpose, your reason for being here this time round. It's an energy center that when I connect to that divine energy, that celestial energy, that universal energy, the hair on the top of my head actually tingles. Like the top of my head literally tingles. It's a little bit similar to the chakra at the soles of my feet. I can physically feel the toxins going down into the earth. I can feel the earth energy and the beautiful rhythmic nature of the earth energy coming up through the soles of my feet. And when you send it up into the universe and draw in that celestial energy, the top of my head tingles. It really does. It's an amazing feeling, but it's also the feeling that I know that I'm, really truly connected, and the energy is flowing smoothly and freely. Also, when your energy center, your crown chakra energy center, is blocked, it can often result in depression, and not trusting yourself. So make sure that you work with this crown chakra. It's one of the, I feel, the most important chakras, and it's the ability to be able to connect and have clarity around everything that you do and everything that you are. Now, there's another chakra that can often be handy to work with, which is really like an extension of your crown chakra, and it's called the soul star, and it's about half a meter above your head, which is often depicted by the color of ultraviolet. And this really is about the magnification of everything that I've talked about with the crown chakra, particularly around manifesting and particularly around the connectedness with the energy of the universe and the celestial and source and God and the divine and whatever terminology you want to use. But it's really about that creation and the co-creation of you and your reality and everything that that means this time round for you. So they're the main energy centers that I work with. I guess I should mention one more that I use a lot, and I the this is the energy center, which I don't know the Sanskrit name for, but it's the energy center in the palms of my hands. I use my hands a lot. I sometimes do it very guardedly on stage so that I don't look like a complete dork standing up there, pulling energy or throwing energy normally to the crowd and covering the crowd with love and with a sense of peace and in relaxation and those sorts of things. But I use it to send energy a lot, and sometimes I do that without people knowing, where I send them support and love, and particularly when they're having trouble communicating, or they're having trouble expressing themselves, or dealing with intense emotion. I don't know whether you've ever noticed or not, but I will open up my hands, and I normally keep them down because, as I say, I don't want to feel like a complete dork with them up around my shoulders. But I use the palms of my hands a lot to connect myself to the earth, to connect myself to another person, to send energy normally. And I know when I'm working with the energy in my hands, the palm of my hands is hot. It can often come sometimes be sweaty and moist, where the rest of my hand isn't. It's just that middle part of my hand where I feel a tingling. I feel an energy center, and I will use my hands a lot to connect with other people and another human being at a lot of different levels. So they're the energy centers that I work with. You obviously can take this further and go and study a lot more than I'm giving you here in this brief recording. But what I thought I would do is do a little guided meditation for you about clearing those energy centers that you can use whenever you wish, that you can use when you, on a daily basis, as I do. I tend to vary it around a little bit. And I always, when I'm meditating, particularly when I'm doing my own meditations, I will always clear my energy centers first. And I make sure that the energy is flowing through me before I actually go into any workshops or into any place of putting the intention forth of what I want and I desire and want to bring into my reality. So I hope that explains a lot for everybody who's been asking me all of these questions. I hope I haven't offended anybody. I guess if going down this track you're offended, you probably would have turned off long ago, which is fine by me. But I did feel that I needed to assist those that wanted help. So I make it available to everybody. You don't have to listen if it's not for you, but it is something that I believe in very strongly. It's also something that has helped me enormously, and it's something that I feel fits very well with any core belief that you may have. I don't see it as anything obstructive. I see it as being something that is totally complementary to whatever your journey is for you, whatever your belief systems are, whatever your religious take on life is. I don't see this as being any type of counter to any of that. I see it as being totally complementary, and like I indicated before, I see it as me wearing no name jeans, and you choose to wear the jeans you choose to wear, and that's fine by me, and it's fine by everybody, and it's a matter of if I can help with sewing on a button on those jeans if it's broken, then, or if it needs a button, then I see this as being perhaps the button that might help those jeans that you wear, if that makes sense. Anyway, I'm going to finish the recording now. I hope you've enjoyed it. I hope it has given you a better understanding of some of the things that I use, and I hope you enjoy the guided meditation that I'm going to do for you in a minute. Thanks for that.